You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Parliament's Justice Committee recently released a report into the ACT Party's Principles of the Treaty of Waitangi Bill. With 90% of the bill's 300,000 submissions being opposed to it, the Select Committee's 45-page report recommended that the Treaty Principles Bill should not proceed, with National and NZ First both committed to voting it down in its upcoming second reading. Just this week, the government announced that they would be investing $12 billion into the New Zealand Defence Force over the next 4 years, as part of a plan to bring defence spending to 2% of our GDP. And Prime Minister Christopher Luxon recently condemned the tariffs of 10% that have been placed on New Zealand exports by US President Donald Trump. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, I talked to him about the party's take on all of these issues. So my first question is, are you surprised to hear that the Treaty Principles Bill has received the reaction that it's gotten?
Of course not, because this bill was always being driven by a French political party that seeks to divide us, that seeks to undermine the rights of Maori, and that has been peddling a misinformation campaign in relationship to Tiriti. And so I think they achieved the exact opposite, which is a massive public interest in support of Tiriti against this bill. And if anything, they have the unintended impact of uniting many people across the country. It is time the government throws this bill where it belongs, which is in the bin.
David Seymour has said that the number of submissions to the bill was not proportionate to public opinion and that he plans to campaign on the bill again in the next general election. How would you respond to that?
That's okay. He can live in his own version of reality.
David Seymour also pointed to the End of Life Choice Act as an example of a bill which was also opposed by the majority of submitters but managed to pass in the public referendum. Do you think it's possible for the Treaty Principles Bill to pass through the public referendum as well?
I think there are a lot of really important issues right now, such as kids living on the streets, people unable to put food on the table, people facing more extreme weather events that we're not prepared for, and the fact that David Seymour continues trying to push this up a hill by wanting to have a referendum just tells me that they're not focused on the issues that people actually care about and are affected by the most.
And lastly, do you think that the public is as divided on Te Tiriti or Waitangi as Seymour has suggested?
I'm sure there's conversations on the ground between people on the issue, but I actually think most people actually want to see a government that is willing to, for example, push for public health care, push for affordable rents, good incomes, good jobs, and tackling the climate crisis. David Seymour conveniently wants us to be distracted on this issue while he continues, championing things like privatizing healthcare.
All right, moving on to the next topic. Yesterday, the government announced that they would be investing $12 billion into the New Zealand Defence Force over the next 4 years. The investment is part of the government's defence capability plan and is aimed at bringing defence spending to 2% of our GDP, about the same level that defence expenditure was in the 1990s. So my next question is, what is the Green Party's reaction to the government's plan to boost defence spending?
It's really telling that the government always tells us that it is unrealistic to be spending money on things like child poverty, but they actually seem to always find the money to pay for things like war. And so, this is a challenge to the government that in the same breath, they've so confidently announced $12 billion package for basically boosting our war capabilities to show the very same courage on addressing the climate crisis and ending poverty.
Do you think that our defense force was operating adequately at the level of funding they were receiving before?
So our defense force plays several roles. For example, they can help us deal with natural disasters when they happen. We don't need war capabilities for our defense force to be adequately equipped to help us with the things that they're actually equipped to do so. For example, peacekeeping, for example, aid when natural disasters happen in the Pacific or here domestically. It is the case that the defense force in those areas have felt underfunding and seen staff striking, but that is very different from spending $12 billion on boosting our war capability.
Is Aotearoa at risk of being involved in a wider regional conflict, as Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Defence Minister Judith Collins have suggested?
Risk is always increased the more we actually build ourselves for war and the more we align ourselves with, for example, the US, who has a track record of warmongering. This is what we actually should be genuinely pursuing, an independent foreign policy, leave things like AUKUS, which is, you know, that pact that we have with the US and other countries, and position ourselves as an independent power within the Pacific. That actually is the thing that could lead us to be safeguarded from the big empires fighting with each other.
Speaking of U.S. foreign policy, President Donald Trump has said that even the 2% of our GDP going into defense spending wouldn't be enough, and that the U.S.'s allies should be investing at least 3-5% of their GDP. How would you respond to that?
I mean, I wish he could say the same thing for things like ending the housing crisis, the climate crisis, and all these other things. It just, again, shows the incomprehensive rhetoric from the right that they always say there is no money for the things that our communities need, but they somehow managed to find $12 billion for war. So I just think it's bullcrap, and that our communities actually deserve a government that puts the resources on some of the most urgent priority needs.
And how would a Greens-led government handle our defense expenditure and the region's political challenges?
So I think there's a twofold thing here, right? In terms of like how we position ourselves in the region, there is more we can do to foster relationships based on trust and respect in the Pacific. For example, this is why we've been pushing for things like visa waiver access for people in the Pacific as a way to build stronger ties. When it comes to the defense force, I do think there's a conversation to be held around, for example, how we can ensure as the workforce that helps us deal with things like natural disasters and aid in the Pacific are adequately resourced, that they don't feel like they have to go on strike as they have done recently, and that we have the adequate, for example, housing and infrastructure for that very same workforce so that they're ready to help us when a disaster strikes domestically.
All right, moving on to the last topic. Last week, U.S. President Donald Trump announced what he referred to as reciprocal tariffs on almost every country on Earth, with a 10% tariff being applied to New Zealand exports going into the United States. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon recently condemned the tariffs, saying that they were a prerequisite for a global trade war, with Finance Minister Nicola Willis warning that they could cause global inflation to rise by 0.5% in response. So my next question is, what is your reaction to the tariffs that the Trump administration has imposed on New Zealand?
This way of using tariffs only serves to inflame geopolitical tension. And at the end of the day, in places like New Zealand, where we heavily rely on trade, it'll be everyday people who risk being hit hardest with rising prices, particularly those who are already struggling to afford their week-to-week needs. In terms of how we respond to it, I think this is why our government actually needs to build a more local, resilient economy. So, for example, investing and being able to have our own building materials so that we don't rely on the import of so many building materials, for example, and to be able to process those here rather than export wood and then import processed wood. And so there are things we could do to weather the storm.
Do you think that New Zealand should apply retaliatory tariffs or respond more harshly?
I think the way to respond to Trump's tariffs and the sort of new economic order that we're heading in is to actually build our local resilience, to invest in the things that allow us to be less reliant on, for example, the import of processed goods, to be able to process, like I said, some of those raw materials that we use in construction here. And that means we're less affected by the moves from the US that only seek to actually cause turmoil globally.
Do you think that these tariffs could have an impact on the coalition's plans to establish greater relations with the United States and enter agreements like AUKUS?
I think part of the problem is that despite all of this, the government is still simping for the US. And that is a problem, because if anything, this should serve as a warning to the government in terms of how they're trying to cozy up to the US at the very same time the US actually is throwing us and many other of their partners under the bus. I think this, if anything, should be a call for the government to distance themselves from the U.S. and to actually build an independent foreign policy.
And lastly, do you think that Trump's tariffs could open up opportunities for us to trade with new countries and partners?
I am sure there will be a realignment in terms of who we trade with, but the call remains that actually this is an opportunity for the government to finally invest in having a local, resilient economy, like things like a Ministry of Green Work, so that we can actually not rely so much on imports to have the infrastructure that we need, and to be able to then weather these storms when they happen.
And that was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March talking to us about the Justice Committee's recommendations for the Treaty Principles Bill, the $12 billion boost to the New Zealand Defence Force, and Donald Trump's tariffs on New Zealand.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.